Talking about, is he coming?
Yes, he on the lick. He want to get a jug. Boy, go run down to Checkers and get us some Big Bufords.
That sound like the plan.
That's the play and some fries.
Out Gucci, then cross the street.
Fuck it.
Upset stomach, I had to eat.
Ooh.
Walked in Louis and spent 6G.
Fuck it.
Ran out of swishes to stuff the weed.
Ooh.
Walked in Shell.
Ooh.
Flamed up a L.
Ooh.
Bumpy Marcello.
Right, let's start this shit off, man. This is the Jenkins and Jones Show. I am LeJethro Jenkins, my friend here.
I'm Dragonfly Jones. We got some special guests on this
special
week.
Special fucking guests, man. We got our buddies on this bitch. Let's go, man. Introduce yourselves. Either one of you can go first.
Tyler, you go first.
All right.
All right. I'm here to back with my internet friends to talk about things. It me, Tyler. I am.
It me.
Okay, Mike, I am Mike Garabasio. I guess I don't have to do a white guy. I don't have to do a white guy voice, I guess, since I'm a white guy.
So you just started up a new site, right?
Yes. Yeah, man, you're so fucking cool for having me on to mention that. That's awesome. Yeah. So basically, every sports writer in Southern California got laid off last month.
Really?
My boy and I in Long Beach. Damn. Yes. It was brutal. We lost, like, I think it was something like upwards of 40 sports writers got laid off from daily newspapers.
Damn,
so my boy and I, we've been writing together since college. We cover sports in Long Beach. We started a website called the562.org that is a nonprofit. I kind of think that's where, like, local journalism is going.
Mm-hmm.
Since corporate ownership is the fucking worst thing in the world.
For sure.
So, yes, the562.org, if anyone wants to go check that out, subscribe, throw us a couple bucks a month. It would be greatly appreciated. And then I can keep fucking around on Twitter with you guys. That would be great. So.
For sure. Glad you guys have joined us. Hey, what you want to let everybody know? We have to do, like, the call to action. That's the actual term that the fucking media companies call that shit. But, subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter. Leave a comment. If you feel like it, you know, you can call us handsome. You know, well, Tyler's a Marnier bottle, so I don't know. And I look like I work on catalytic converters, so whatever, man. But anyway, the music is in the description. And most importantly, if you don't fuck with us, don't fuck with us, all right?
Don't
leave
fuck.
Us alone, all right? All right, so I do have an announcement of my own. Somebody,
ooh,
anybody, please help me get those Sean Weatherspoon Air Max joints, all right? That's my announcement. I will owe you a big-ass hug. I'm really good at giving hugs. I'll even sniff your neck, man or woman. I don't give a fuck. You know, I appreciate the fuck out of you, man, for real.
Is that an open invite for a plug?
Nigga, hold me down, G. Have y'all seen them beautiful motherfuckers? They're corduroy shoes.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Dog, I mean, come on. I you can't even wear them in the rain. They're special. You know what I mean?
What's the shoe? I'm finna look them up.
Sean Weatherspoon. They're like they're not Air Max 97s. They're multicolored, like corduroy, like and then they have an Air Max 1 bottom.
Yeah, you got the the Air Max 1 bottom with the
my
97.
Nigga, right?
Yeah, those are stupid.
Don't fall. I'm like, nigga, I need
Richmond's own Sean Weatherspoon.
Yeah,
let's
Richmond's
just put
own.
That.
Gotta put that out there. Yeah, he started round 2 out of Richmond, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, man. Tyler, you supposed to have a plug for your boy, man. You got to leave the house sometimes.
You said what?
Yeah, I got to, bro.
You said what?
I thought you saw. I said, man, I ain't even got the plug for me.
Man, I need to get them up. If I can't get them, it's resale time, G. Like, I got to do some dumb shit.
I was about to say you're serious.
No, like I think the limit is up to 500, bro. I might be late on rent, but nigga, I'm gonna do some childish ass shit.
The club, though.
You said what?
I said, you can't wear Rent to the club, though.
Right, right.
you can come stay. We got an extra bedroom in Long Beach. You come stay down here with us, and I'll explain to my wife. John is here because he bought some shoes, and so he needs a place to live until May.
When I show her the shoes, she'll understand, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, these are okay. I get it. Yeah, those are beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
they're fucking gorgeous. Anyway, man.
Here's your key.
Let's jump into this shit. Also, have y'all heard the Stay Inside like podcast with like Earl Sweatshirt?
I hadn't heard it.
Have you heard that shit, Tyler?
Nah.
Dog, it's the best high music ever. Okay. Dude, I know you like the okay. You hit me to the wine, right? The weed and wine, nigga. Light some candles and turn that motherfucker on, bro. You're gonna have a whole
like a
mood.
Music pod and shit.
You said what?
It's a music pod.
Yeah, but they don't really be talking about shit. They just play all these weird ass songs that like some of them heard. Some of them they'll switch up and like Knowledge is on there too, and Knowledge will throw like they'll tweak the beats and shit like they. I was just listening to it before y'all called, and there was like a Habashah song they was playing, like some Ethiopian music, and they put like a beat track under that shit, and it was dope as fuck. It's just, you know, it's like you get a see. This is the music that they would make and put out, like if they didn't have to like go through like red tape with like, you know, labels and shit. You know, I think this is the type of shit they would fuck with. You know what I mean? So like it's music they fuck with and it inspires them, and also they just really just chop a whole bunch of shit. It's hella fucking dope. And they're two like genius weirdos, so it's just check that shit out. But that's a whole do y'all smoke?
I do.
Yeah.
I know you do. Mike, you might not be able to say.
Not particularly.
Okay. Okay. All right. But if you happen to smoke, this would be great and a great addition to the mood, all right?
Hypothetically.
You know, smoke regardless of the legality of marijuana in your jurisdiction.
Right. And y'all saw the Rockets into the Blazers 13-game win streak. Y'all saw that shit, right?
Y'all John, respectively, like respectfully as a friend, you've got to chill the fuck out.
Dude.
Tell him, man.
I'm all in, bro. I'm all in.
You
I
got
actually
going
believe
out
it.
Live with you, with your hashtag now.
Dude, people have joined in. It's become a movement. It's going to happen, bro. Y'all are going to be shocked, bro. I really believe it now, bro.
You don't really believe it, man.
I believe
no one. He does. I don't even believe. I don't even. Not only do I not believe it, I don't really believe that you believe it,
dude.
You're right,
dude. I actually
like. I feel like I feel like if we hang up and I text you right now, would you put $5 down on it? I feel like you'd say no,
dude. Not because I don't believe it, because I don't bet. Okay, I think betting
okay,
is
all
right, wrong.
Okay, you're smart. Okay, you're too smart for that, for sure.
No, but I kind of believe it. I'm kind of getting there.
Just bored, dude. It's not happening, man.
Not this year, it ain't.
We talked about this in the last pod a little bit, but motherfuckers, ankles, Steph's ankles are going full chalupa, fucking. Thompson, his shooting hand is broken, bro. He broke a bone in his shooting hand, all right? Fucking KD ribs fucked up. These are real issues, man. These are real issues. Why are y'all laughing?
Because they're real issues in March.
We're just getting some rest before the playoffs start, bro.
Yeah, for sure. You do hashtag believe the lie, I'll do hashtag March problems. If these are problems in June, they're problems. I don't believe they're problems yet.
Oh, man.
If someone takes a game off them in the first two rounds, then maybe there's a problem.
I mean, there's what, like 15 games left in the season? It's getting
not
close.
Even. I feel like 10, 12.
Right.
Yeah, we get close.
So before before it starts, before the real season starts, is my point. These dudes don't. What did Bron say when they asked him about, are you worried about where you are? He's like, I'm LeBron. The playoffs is the playoffs.
Yeah. LeBron is healthy, though. These guys aren't. You really think that they're faking this?
Dude,
I don't think Steph Curry was...
They canceled a practice because motherfuckers were hung over after Steph's party, dog. They really do not give a shit about the regular season, man.
That's going to bite them in their ass.
Rounds of the playoffs. Like the playoffs start in 12 games. Their season don't start till what, end of May when the conference finals start.
They'll use the start of the playoffs to get right.
Right, they'll be in great shape by like May 15th or whenever the fucking conference finals start.
Listen, guys, you can't take this from me. I'm believing it. Okay. I believe
there's a chance. I respect your decision.
There's a chance, right?
There's a chance they can win two games. Absolutely.
Two games? God. Are you kidding me? All right, man.
There's a chance that I can take two of them.
This is not going where I want it to go. All right.
You invited us. You invited the wrong guest, bro.
I invited too many logical human beings on here, dude. Yeah. Fuck logic right now, bro. Where's the fun at? That's what we need. Anyway.
It'll be a fun playoffs, and I think it'll be a fun conference finals, but I just feel like we know how the story is. That's okay. I've enjoyed plenty of movies where I knew how it was going to end, and it was still a good movie.
Right. Oh, man, fuck that. I don't want to know how this story is. Okay, that's no fun. All right, I got a question for you guys. I said this shit online and people really made me feel like I was a fucking psychopath. All right, maybe you guys will feel like the way this show is going, maybe you'll shit on me more. Like, I don't know. But anyway, is it creepy to stare at your lady while she's sleeping?
I mean, how long are we talking here? Are we pulling up a
chair and comfortable?
Great question. That's a great question.
No, okay, no, I'm not. It might not even be a minute, bro. I think I'm looking at her, and this is how I look at my lady, bro. Like, dude, she has a million thoughts going through her head at a million miles an hour at all times, bro. All right, dude. So like, I can sometimes physically see the stress. Like, from just thoughts from all random shit, like, clogging up her fucking brain. I can look in her eyes and, like, God damn, man, you really thinking about a whole bunch of shit right now, ain't you? So, like, when she's asleep, it's the only time I really see her, like, fully peaceful. And it's a pleasant sight. And so I'm not, like, nose to nose with her wide eye. Like, you know what I mean? I didn't pull a chair up, like, post it up. Like, you know, she ain't waking up with eyeballs in her face, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just motherfucking getting a little bit like, yo, it's really cool to see her at peace, like straight up relax. And then I fucking go on about my business, bro. You feel me? Like, I generally get up before, you know what I mean?
People called you a weirdo for that?
People called me a fucking, like, nigga. Like, niggas called me a psychopath, bro.
Yeah, they made me feel like I'm a psychopath.
Like, the way they were talking, bro, I questioned myself. I almost brought it up to my counselor. Like, yo, am I crazy? Bro,
you think they can beat Harrison Barnes in one-on-one basketball? Like, don't worry about the internet.
Don't worry about the internet's opinion. I'll say this. I don't know if it's creepy or not, but I also do that. So I feel
good. I feel good now. Do y'all do that?
I'll look at my kids for a solid 15 minutes while they're asleep.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, like if you look at a baby while they're sleeping, like that's not creepy.
You know what I mean? That's kind of different. You know what I mean? Go ahead. What were you saying, Tyler?
No, go ahead.
I just said, like, if you look at he said his kids. Yeah, if you're looking like a baby sleeping, that's not creepy.
I do that all the time. That's extremely entertaining to me. Just looking at babies at home, I think there's something inside of us that make us enjoy babies because they don't. Like, a baby will, like, say nothing, and we'll be like, ah, and make up a whole sentence that the baby said, right? Like, you know, this is what she meant. No, she didn't mean shit. You know what I mean? But, like, we'll make that up.
Not very, very smart at all.
You said what?
Because the babies are not very smart at all.
They
don't know shit.
They shouldn't, dude. Like, dude, they weren't even, like, dude.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this morning, my daughter, my two-year-old daughter, sweetest human being in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Always happy, no idea about anything. Trying to get out of her crib, falls straight down on her head.
Damn.
And had like a bad concussion. We're freaking out. Took her to the ER and everything, right?
Today?
When she goes to, yes.
And you're talking to us.
So, I'm sorry. Jesus.
What type of father? No, I appreciate the dedication.
No, listen, because she's at school now. Because an hour later, she was completely fine. Because that's how babies are.
They heal tonight, really
quickly? When we put her down, yeah. I will stand over her crib for a solid 15 and watch her sleep and go, okay, all life is, right? You just got to string together however many good years you're planning on living in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And all those years are however many good days in a row you can string together.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, we're cool right now. Whatever happens tomorrow happens tomorrow. Same thing with your girl, though, right? Especially, yeah, yeah, you know, trying to make a long distance thing work.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
Everything's cool right now. We're not worried about anything, whatever else. So to me, that's like number one thing to do is sleep. You get to watch someone else sleep. All good.
Dude, and that's very true. Like, I don't get to see her a whole lot. You know, I don't see her daily. And so, like, maybe if she lived with me, I'd wake up and not give a fuck about, like, how beautiful she is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe tomorrow I'll care. You know what I mean? Right. But, like, but I'm saying, like, with me, like, not being long distance, you know, or I do really appreciate the moment. So there's times where I'll be looking like, you know, like, I'm glad I'm here right now, too. So, man, fuck everybody. Fuck the internet. Once again, man, I don't know what the fuck they talk about. You know what I mean? Thank you.
And please rate the Jenkins and Joe show 5 stars. But, yeah.
Do that as well. Fuck y'all and give us a 5-star rating. All right. So, I was tripping off of, like, a whole bunch of shit this weekend. Somebody sent me, like, a link to the Fermi Paradox. Have y'all heard about that shit?
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler.
Nah, what is that? I haven't heard about it.
Okay.
It's basically saying that it's mathematically improbable that we are alone, that there has to be life out there. But then the paradox is, well, why hasn't anyone contacted us? Where are they? That's basically what it's saying, the gist of it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, gotcha. There's no evidence of aliens, you know what I mean? And it's, like you said, mathematically improbable that we're the only people here, being how big the universe is. But there's 60 billion planets in the Milky Way alone that could support life, all right? You know what I mean? Right. Like, if a civilization had been created, you know, had created interstellar travel by now, like, in 2 million years, they would have, like, spanned, like, inhabited the entire Milky Way, right?
Right. So, I kind of heard that with time travel, too. Like, if it's possible to master time travel, why don't we ever see time travelers? Stuff like that. Yeah, so same thing with aliens.
Exactly. Okay, cool. So, what trips me out, like, where the fuck is everybody? Like, do y'all really think we're the, like, potentially the options are saying are that we are, potentially are the only intellectual, like, civilization, all right? Or maybe the first. And what the fuck?
Well, maybe the last, goddamn.
Nigga!
Like, the universe is what, like 5 billion years old? Like, motherfuckers could have had a billion year run and disappeared, and we have no fucking idea.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, that's true, because if we bomb each other out of existence, what'll it take for Earth to reset itself, like 1,000 years? Like, something in cosmic time, an amount of time that means absolutely nothing. And people would have no idea we were here or whatever.
I mean, and they were saying, like, there could be, like, in other places, like, you know, destruction from, like, you know, an old civilization that came and went just like us. And I started to wonder, like, is intelligence, like, do people's intelligence, like, eventually destroy them? I'm wondering,
basically what you're touching on is the great filter theory. I think we've discussed that before. Basically saying that once a civilization becomes extremely advanced, they will ultimately use their advanced technology to destroy themselves. So yeah, but and
the supporting evidence for that theory is literally every single thing that has ever happened in our lifetime. Basically. Right,
that's Twitter in a nutshell.
Right,
yeah. Well, it's also like, I mean, look at nuclear energy and how that could have completely changed the world if we just like made that available to everyone and decided on one place we were going to put the waste or something. But instead, we make a bomb out of it that could literally destroy the planet. Like,
now let's drop this on entire cities.
What is the logic of that? Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, what is the purpose? Do we not think? Is anybody on Earth that has control thinking? You know what I mean? I'm like,
they just don't really have control, though, bro. Like, it's just I just think the way technology develops, like, we could it, like, we're watching it happen right now with robotics, right? With how like essentially Barack Obama said before he left office, the biggest thing he's worried about post his presidency is that we all basically know robots are going to replace all of us. Like, we all know that.
Yeah.
No one's doing anything to stop it. There's been no poll on, like, is this right? It's just you read a different article. Oh, okay, McDonald's are going to replace this with robots. Okay, this car company is doing it, replacing people with robots. But there's no, like, large referendum. It's just a bunch of different people who have control or power making decisions about their little area. And then when we take that step back, we go, oh, fuck, no one has a job.
But what's crazy is like Elon Musk he warns people about how, you know, AI could affect our future, right? But then, like, you know, like, I think it's SpaceX, whatever company owns Tesla, I don't know, whatever, but his company is like the leading manufacturer in AI. I'm like, are you the fucking devil, bro? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to be a monster. It can potentially destroy us. I'm warning you against it, but I'm going to keep making money and developing it.
Yeah. We all want to see the T-Rex.
Yeah, right? we need to see dinosaurs, bro.
I just want to see the T-Rex, bro, and then it can eat me and my whole family, whatever. Like, I guess I got to see the T-Rex.
What's going on with this?
No, I'm just saying it's like the lesson from Jurassic Park or whatever, yeah, right? It's everyone's just working on the thing they're working on, and then the dinosaur ate everybody, you know, like.
But I mean,
you know, Russian scientists are really bringing back the woolly mammoths. It won't happen in our lifetime. It'll happen like 90 years from now, but that's a real thing that's going on right now.
Yep. They're sequencing all that shit. They started doing it. They're sequencing the DNA of everything they can get their hands on. And I actually did a couple summers at paleontology dig sites when I was in high school. They're looking into that on everything. Any bone they could find, if there's any DNA left on it, whatever, because that, like, imagine how much money is in that if you're Elon Musk or whoever, you know?
Jesus Christ. Like, go ahead. That's dope as shit, but we don't have no better way to utilize resources and time and money.
See, that's what I'm saying, because it isn't like six people, like, or it isn't even us on this podcast going, okay, here's the resources of the country and these companies. What's the best thing we could do with this? It's just a billionaire like Elon Musk going, well, how could I become a trillionaire?
Right. But like, what's crazy is like how, like, he seems to be so smart, right? But that seems very dumb to do over money. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you're brilliant. I mean, I think that's a, I guess that's a representation of human beings as a whole. We seem so brilliant, but when we do some very different dumb things, and I think no matter how brilliant you become, you know, you like this money thing. Like, I mean, you're a billionaire. Why do you want any more money than you have now? You'll never, ever, ever, ever spend it. What do you gain from it? You know what I mean?
This motherfucker's bored. He out here sending goddamn Teslas into orbit and shit, bro.
That's all it is. He's just bored. Flexing, he don't have nobody to check him.
Dude, that's
right. Somebody, exactly.
Like somebody, yeah, exactly. Nobody that he trusts is like, hey, man, sit your ass down somewhere. What are you doing?
Hey, dude, why don't you buy a string of islands and spend 6 months just living on these islands that you just bought or whatever?
Right, like the Virgin motherfucker.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I think that the other thing too, though, because I hear people talk about this with artificial intelligence, is I think a lot of American interests are like, we have to be the ones to develop it before China develops it or whatever. I think it's kind of similar to nuclear weapons, where it's like, we all know that they could, it could be really horrible, but people are going, well, it would be even more horrible if someone else got it first or something.
Yeah. what also trippy about,
which makes sense.
Yeah, right. True. What also trippy about the Fermi paradox is like, they were talking about if there was like actual, you know, people that could, that were smart enough to travel like interstellarly, like that they'd be similar to gods to us. You know what I mean? Like they might have been able to, you know, at the least, you know, use all the energy from their sun in their solar system, like encapsulate their sun and use that energy, or the energy from the entire galaxy, right? And so, like, when they came here, it wouldn't be to converse. Like, if they wanted what we had, if they needed, like, if they needed something in the ocean, they just drained the fucking ocean. They give a fuck about us. Because it's like us with squirrels, like, the example
with
you
ants, or
something, like, with squirrels, okay? Like, we don't talk to squirrels before we destroy, like, the forest for the wood, right? We're not like, oh, like, how do you feel about this? And have conversations with them. We just take their fucking trees and take the wood and fuck what you do. Figure it out. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the other thing too, though, is like, what do ants know that they're on the planet with us? You know what I mean? Like how do we know it, to getting back to Fermi's paradox? How do we know that there aren't aliens here right now or have been throughout our lifetime? And it's just not a kind of life that we can really like process, you know?
Dude, we are so I think we're looking the wrong ways. Like, we are scanning the universe for radio signals. Who the fuck sticks into the
radio? We don't even use radio signals anymore.
Yeah, right. Like that would be like, like someone sending us a fucking telegraph when we're in a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if we
we're
are,
sending signals
we have
like
no idea,
through snail mail. Go ahead, though.
Yeah. We have no idea how we would even find the intelligent life that because if these people are capable of doing interstellar travel, we are talking about motherfuckers who have manipulated the laws of time and physics and are probably navigating through wormholes, which is like a fucking, you know, just folding the time-space continuum and you know, and making that a fucking shortcut to, like, you know, navigate unfathomable distances. So that's some shit that even if we were to, you know, start developing and those things are in action now, we're probably like 1,000 years away. And that's a modest estimate, you know? Right. And we'll be dead before. Because I think humans only got like 500 years on this planet at the most. I think we're going to do it. Yeah, at max.
Sounds good, bro.
Dude, everything we know will be gone by then anyway. But like, I was tripping off like Stephen Hawking. Like he was one of the people that said that he thought that we had maybe another century before like we kill ourselves off from like our own actions. You know what I mean? Like, but what's crazy is like Stephen Hawking dies. Maybe one of the fucking smartest humans that ever existed. Maybe the smartest human that ever existed. And, like, nobody trips off of it. Like, it doesn't trend on Twitter or nothing. Like, it's like, God, what do we give a fuck about and what do we really respect? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, you know what was cool to me, though? We my website, we cover a lot of, like, high school sports and stuff. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of high school kids, like, athletes who you would not have thought would be plugged into the research of Stephen Hawking, who probably don't really know about the research of him, mm-hmm. but who would see, like, the story that people said this dude was going to die in 3 years or something, and then he went on to have this incredible life. I did see like a bunch of people inspired by that part of his story, which was cool to see. I didn't expect to see that.
That's tight. That's tight as fuck. But I mean, our existence.
You're right though. You're right though. Like if a musician or an athlete dies, like the world stops.
Dude, when
it's like you're not allowed to joke about it. Like whatever.
Right. When I do think like musicians, like I get like music. To me, I don't understand how you can put sounds together and make me enjoy them so much. I think that's the closest thing to fucking magic. You know what I mean? That humans can do.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Like, how did you create this out of nothing? Nothing used to exist. How did you make this?
Right. Like, especially people that like that don't sample at all, who have sounds in their head and make that sound, and it's beautiful to us. You know what I mean? And then we get to like classical music, like hundreds of years ago, and I give a fuck about that music now. It's literally timeless. You know what I mean? At least in human minds, that's insane to me, right? But like, I get that. But this may have been the smartest human that has ever put two wheels on Earth, okay?
No, see, but hey, look, but if that was, you couldn't have made that joke.
Right? I couldn't have made that joke. I would have been destroyed online, right?
Yeah, your mentions would be on fucking fire before you upload the pod.
Right.
You made the joke and you'd already be gone.
Right. But the thing is, like, trip off that. Like, what do we care about? You know what I mean? But, like, and then talking about extinction and shit, I was, like, I went into a fucking wormhole this week, and they were talking about, I did look into, like, time travel and shit, but it was saying, like, I think it was a 99-something% of, like, species that have existed on Earth have, like, are extinct. Like, everything dies. You know what I mean? Like, everything. You know, like, why are we not working on not being part of that percentage? You know what I mean?
Right. You know? Well, look, this is the end.
You said what?
All these extinct. This is the end, man. We ain't got much longer left. We done.
But I'm saying,
we played out our string. This is a wrap.
We know this. Like a human found out this information. I mean, woolly mammoths didn't look that up and like, we need to make better decisions. They just went with fucking nature and got the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like, we know this information and we don't do anything. Like, there's a few people that are really doing shit about it and we know it. And we're just like, I go to work every day. Like, that's not a reality. You know what I mean? I think there's some awesomeness in that we can put that to the side and still do what we do, meaningless shit. There's something special about that. You know what I mean? But it's also very, very, very fucking weird that we don't do anything about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing is that these are questions that will take lifetimes to solve. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And lots of people, we really don't give a fuck about what happens after we're dead. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people just don't have the I don't know if you call it ambition or whatever, just the concern to say, hey, let's start something that will be, you know, resolved 300 years after I'm dead. Like, very few people are that altruistic.
Oh, nah, niggas trying to party now.
Right. Niggas want to enjoy this experience. I hear you. I have another question. Why are the foods that are good bad?
Orthodox. Bet you done did it again.
I need the money, so I need the bag. Ain't no time to waste. Ain't no time to lag. I ain't trying to flex. I ain't trying to brag. Just move them chickens. Stack the cash. I need that money. So I need that bag. Ain't no time to waste. Ain't no time to lag. I ain't trying to flex. I ain't trying to brag. Just move them chickens. Stack the cash.
I might get a lick. I might fire your chick. I might go in. I might go in. Living for the risk. Life game like it's risk. Call that shit a risk. All y'all in the. Yeah, y'all done with the shit. But I'm with the shit. No, I'm with your. Starting with my. Shouts out Kosher Life. Shouts out to the. Got me feeling right. Now I'm feeling right. Oh, they came up. Oh, they came up.
They came up.
Oh, they figured out how he needed. Came up off the beat like.
y'all might get a hit like.
I need the money, so I need a bag. Ain't no time to waste, ain't no time to lag. I ain't trying to flex, I ain't trying to brag. Just move them chickens, stack the cash. I need that money, so I need that bag. Ain't no time to waste, ain't no time to lag. I ain't trying to flex, I ain't trying to brag. Just move them chickens, stack the cash.
You gonna come with the hook right there?
No.
It's not?
No.
Right, then let me go off. Look. I'm the best that you ever met. I'm the best nigga you done seen. Best nigga you done walked up when I stuntin' on the scene wearing green like a crib. No, I'm coming with a bad bitch. No, I'm coming with the chick. No, I'm stacking all the chick.
Have you ever tripped off that, bro? Like, if there's a God.
It's sugar, salt, and fat are the three things that the tongue and the brain want all the time that you just fucking destroy every other part of your body.
And it's like, bro, I'm tripping like, if okay, like, God, if you out there, I'm talking to you, my nigga. Why you being petty? Because we stunted on you. You feel me? Yeah, like, for real. I really be having these conversations, bro. I was tripping off this like, bro, like, okay, you made God, and I get it, you know. He created the earth. Boom. Yo, I fuck with you. You know, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? You created sustenance for us, all different forms, right? But then some fucking 16-year-old named Hansen fucking finds a fucking sugared piece of bread, pokes a hole in it, and shits on everything you've ever made for us to eat, bro. I would be hot too. But don't pull no Old Testament shit and make me get fat off this shit, bro. You know what I mean? Like, the world will be a better place if donuts were healthy. Why is he not doing that shit, bro?
Duh, you know what I mean? I swear to God, me and Coley recorded earlier today and talked about this same exact, I swear to God.
But seriously.
My point is like, yo, God, he could still do this, you know?
He could
still
write it.
Right? It's not written in stone.
My
you know?
Nigga,
like,
you can do what you want.
Yeah, you can see. He can still pull some strings up there if he wanted
to. He
could
snap his fingers right now, and pizza would be like fucking kale, like a super.
Right? And we would never have known. We would never have known that you did this. You could do it, and you could make it seem like have donuts growing out the trees, and you made it seem like it was you that did that. But you just want to be petty out here, bro. God want to be petty, bro.
Not even religious like that, and you have me pissed now. Like, this is bullshit.
It is bullshit. Trip off this, bro. Like,
where's my change.org petition about the healthiness of fucking donuts right. At God?
Nigga,
imagine right. if donuts grew on trees like apples.
Nigga. Oh, that's a world I'd want to live in.
Nigga.
Like, are you kidding me?
Nigga.
I'd be in heaven.
Right, that's heaven, nigga. Really? Like, do we have to?
I'd be
earn
like
that?
Homer Simpson out this motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. Oh, bro. But you be a slim motherfucking ripped physique from eating donuts? Why aren't delicious things healthy, bro?
They're full of just like vitamin K or some shit.
Whatever the fuck is delicious and healthy for you. Like, it's all of that, bro. Like, I think he tripping. I think, like, okay, like, you invented fruit. Yes, we invented fruit snacks. Stunted on you. Yes, we press the stunt button, right? But my dude, like, yo, like, don't make them unhealthy. We still use the part of what you made. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody mad at you. Like, that bothers me, bro.
As I'm saying, salute us. Salute us for a job well done. Don't be petty.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, right. Salute a nigga. Like, okay, this is fire as fuck. You did some tight ass shit. I'm going to go ahead and give it the, you know, the go and make that healthy and make your bodies can fuck with that. You know what I mean? Like, why not, bro? Like, the world, like, imagine the obesity would be a wrap, bro. It would solve world problems. Am I tripping?
No, I wonder that shit all the time. I mean, I know why we're wired this way because, like, I mean, basically, our ancestors only ate like 20 times a year. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So we're hardwired to like anything fatty or sugary, you know, or greasy to eat that shit up because that's like the most energy providing food right there. But yeah, man, it is bullshit that shit will ultimately kill us. But we were only supposed to be eating that shit like once out of like three times out of the 20 year times we ate. A year back in the day.
But yo, press a button, God, hold us down, switch the body up, man. You gotta keep up with the times, bro. We ain't eating 20
fair
times.
Is fair, bro.
Right. You know,
been
come
through
on.
Enough, man.
Right. We been through some shit out here, you feel me?
Okay, question. Donuts are as healthy as kale, or we solve the gun crisis?
Nigga.
Ooh,
I'm selfish. I don't give a fuck about. I mean, I want a six pack like really bad, bro. Huh? You said what?
I said I slick feel like one would solve the other.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how, but
I see how, bro. Look, if you all the way toned and you eating donuts and you happy, bro. Like, nigga, I could even. How can nigga be racist, bro? How can you be mad? You eating donuts and you got a six pack, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, are
the more
that...
donuts you eat, the healthier you get.
Nigga, is that not? Come on, bro. I mean, you don't even got to give us everything else. Just give us donuts being healthy, because it is literally impossible to not eat donuts.
Yeah.
I've never
I never turned down a donut. I'm over 4,000 whatever opportunities to say no to a donut.
I have turned down donuts, but it also was the most difficult thing that I've ever done in my life. You know what I mean? Like it is. I feel like I'm fighting myself by turning my back on a donut. Like, you know what I mean?
You are literally fighting your own brain when you do that. Yes. For sure.
Right,
because you know how much donuts have done for you and your family,
nigga.
And you loyal.
Right, donuts have given me so. Listen, this is what trips me out about a donut, bro. You bite into that bitch and you're happy. For that one moment, it's giving you happiness. When is the last time you ate a donut and you was like sad in the moment eating a donut? Can that even possible? Is it even possible?
You've never seen it. You've never seen that.
Fucking seen
you've never
it.
Seen a dude on a park bench by himself eating a donut with his cheeks hanging down on his knees.
Just eating a cruller, just crying.
Right, crying into the sugared bread. You don't cry into sugared bread. You rejoice when you're even in the company of sugared bread. You know what I mean? It's bread and fucking sugar with some butter in that bitch. That is, if there was a, that should be the definition of happiness in fucking Webster's. You feel me? That is the recipe for happiness. Bread, sugar, and fucking butter, bro. You feel me? Damn, man. Anyway, that's been on my mind for a solid 24 hours, man. I'm glad you fucking agree with me, man. We moving in the right direction here today, guys.
We could all, after the Warriors win the championship this year, we could all sit down and have a dozen
moving
donuts.
Moving on. So how do y'all feel about Trey going pro, man?
Trey Young. You know, I see people having concerns from it, and I figured, dude, he can get his own shot and he can hit that motherfucker from 28. Like, I think that's pretty much all you really need in today's NBA, man. I think the kid's going to be fine.
And can pass like hell.
Yeah. I mean, he led the league in points and assists, correct? He did play with bums. I think teams figured out, nobody else on his team can play. So in the second half of the season, they just doubled and triple teamed him. Face guarded him. Like, they were playing like fucking old. Like, I haven't seen a motherfucker get face guarded. Like, I didn't even see Jason Williams get face guarded like that. And I believe he's the most dominant guard I've ever seen play. You know what I mean? And so they face guarded him, and he had nobody else to really pass that could really be, you know, that was consistently reliable. You know what I mean? So he'll be playing with solid players. So I feel like that's an advantage. He still is like 6 foot and a buck 60, bro. I think that can affect him throughout his career, bro. And it's much easier getting away from the guards that he's playing now. You know what I mean? Getting space from these guys. Will he be able to get space from a guy who's much taller and stronger and more athletic? And that's going to be most people that guard him because he's so slim and so slight in weight. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think he's going to be fine, but I also just think, you know, go make money while you're finding out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
I think at the end of the day, you know, just go find out in the place you're going to find out. He's not going to find out with another year at Oklahoma,
if
he's going to make it in the league. He's only going to find out there.
Yeah.
And he'll find out while living in a house that he owns.
Getting paid for his work. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think the question isn't even if he should stay, because I think it'd be dumb for him to stay. What does he really gain?
Right.
By staying.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No.
What does he gain? He doesn't really gain anything.
One college basketball fandom will be really happy with him.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. But they're already happy with him.
Right. I mean, he's done what we haven't. I've never seen people on college basketball courts do what Trey Young did. At least the first half of the season. He was an absolute phenom, you know what I mean? Until, like, people threw multiple bodies at him to stop him, you know what I mean, or to slow him down. You feel me? But I mean, he still ended up with like 26, 27 a game, and I think close to double-digit assists. You know what I mean? Correct. So, I mean, on any level, that's incredible. You know what I mean? Like, so, but yeah, I mean, I still wonder, like, you know, I don't think he'll be the same guy he was in college. I don't think that's going to be, I mean, I think it's going to be like Steph, where Steph is just, like, I was looking at Trae Young shit, and I saw, like, you know, some Steph stuff, too. From Steph at Davidson. I forgot who they were playing. I think it was Gonzaga when they beat Gonzaga in the tourney. Mm. And, dude, he's the exact same fucking player.
Right.
I mean, he did the
thing is, Steph was like 21 at that age. Trae Young, 19.
He's 19, for sure. Yeah, I mean, go ahead. What were you about to say? You about to say something?
No, I thought Mike was about to say something.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, for sure, but... Yes, he was older, but it's gonna be hard. Trae Young is what they say he's 6 foot. They say what he's listed as 6 foot, 6'1".
I think they listed him as 6'2".
Yeah, he's 6'2". He's probably 6 foot. Let's be real.
Yes,
he's probably 5'6".
But you know, like basketball height, you know, especially in college, you know, it's not generally not the reality, right?
We had a 5'6" point guard at Long Beach State who's playing in, I think, Australia now, who they listed at 6 foot, and we just laughed our asses off every year. I was like, I'll give you 2 inches. You can maybe go 4 inches, but you're trying to lie to me about half a foot.
Half the entire foot. You know what I mean? So, like, dude, so, yeah, I mean, he's not 6'2". Steph is legit 6'3". You believe that? Do you believe?
Yeah, just look at the combine. You just got to look at everyone's combine measurements. They do, you know what I mean? Where they do the barefoot, they do combine. They do actual measurements.
Yeah, so for sure.
You could just look at that and you'll know off that for sure.
But okay. Steph is. Let me look at Steph's combine measurements.
Because I think they list him as 6'3", right?
Yeah. They list him 6'3".
6'3" is what I've heard for Steph.
Yeah. So 6'3". 3 inches for a shooter is nigga. That's extremely important. 3 inches of height for a shooter. I mean, to be able to get your shot off. I mean, who has a very high arching shot? It's a very quick release. But 3 inches of height for a shooter is a big difference, bro. When it comes to like timing, getting shots off, bro. Like, I don't know. And dude, can the kid even dunk? You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever seen him even dunk. Like Steph is an athlete. I mean, he's not NBA like athletic. Like he's not shocking anybody, but. He's an athlete.
So Steph was 6'2", no shoes in his combine height, 6'3" and a quarter with his shoes on.
Okay.
So legit 6'2".
Okay, legit 6'2". And he's more athletic. You know what I mean?
But again, he was 21, so this was like give Trae Young 2-3 years of.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like college
training.
Because he
can still be growing. Was he, what, 19?
Yes, I'm saying. So, imagine what, like, his body at, like, 24 is going to look way different.
For sure.
He might just put on weight. Like he might just have a body like that. We don't even know yet.
I remember when Anthony Davis came in the league. That motherfucker was a cornstalk, and he's a fucking specimen now, bro.
Right.
Even Durant.
Now, for sure. Yeah, that's true.
Durant's still a cornstalk, but he's not the cornstalk we saw coming out of fucking Texas.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he was literally
like
skin and bones.
He was alarmingly skinny coming out of Texas. I mean, you were like a little worried about him.
That's how I felt about old dude to play for Duke, man. They're playing for LA now. He still hasn't gained any weight for real, bro.
Ingram.
Oh, yeah.
He still
it's slight, but yeah, for sure. You'll know because you'll see it on the tats. The tats won't be the right size.
They'll be stressed out.
Yeah.
Right.
Grim Reaper face be longer than the motherfucker. Looking like the Scream Mask.
Yeah, but I feel, dude, I also think, you know, it's a ridiculous statement for me to say to compare anybody to Steph. I've seen Steph do things nobody has done in the NBA, you know, like, dude, and that's one, I mean, I talk so much shit about Steph. That's one reason I love Steph, too, as well. Like, I'm going to tell my kids I saw Steph Curry hitting 30-foot game winners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can brag. Like, nah, fuck that nigga. I saw Steph Curry, bitch-ass nigga. You know what I mean? Like, the kids that I'm not gonna have. But it's like,
yeah, but it is funny because people are like, oh, like, can he live up to Steph Curry? It's like, okay, yeah, maybe he'll be worse than a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh yeah,
you know, maybe in the worst.
Who's gonna go down as the second greatest point guard ever, man?
Yeah, right.
Like, right, exactly. Like, it's just always so funny to me. Like, look at Andrew Luck had every tool you could possibly have wanted to do to have coming out of college, and sometimes shit just doesn't work out. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you got injury, like Steph. If Steph's ankles never got better, he would. You know what I mean? Like, that could have just been a dude who had promise and never made it. But like, you don't. No agent or player ever judges the decision to become a professional off of might things not go perfectly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You look at the floor, you look at the ceiling, and you make the educated decision. I mean, it's just no way he wouldn't come out this year for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a great decision. I just wonder how this is gonna, how this is gonna translate, how his game now will translate to in the NBA. You know what I mean? I don't even like Bron said, it ain't no decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He better leave. It would have been asinine for him to stay another year. You know what I mean? But I do trip off of him. I do trip off of like how it's gonna fare. I hope he wins. You know what I mean? But like, does that nigga have alopecia?
His hair be looking terrible, dog.
Does he have alopecia? No comment, dude. you didn't have me on the podcast to answer that question.
Honestly what. Have you heard him talk? His voice and his hair are the two things I worry about most. Superstars don't have. I don't know.
They don't have lisps. Does he have a lisp?
Superstars don't talk like Bobby Boucher, man. But the voice jumps out of
night. I researched, does he have alopecia? And the first thing I saw was a forum. And it said, the title was, is anybody advising Trey on his hair disaster?
Oh, man.
That's the first. I'm like, dude, I'm trying
that's
to
like
be
some Teen Vogue shit.
Right, I'm trying to see if, like, if this nigga has an issue, just, like, out of curiosity, and hair disaster comes up. Disaster, yeah, not hair problem.
I didn't think if he does, I would feel bad, but I hope he don't because I've been making jokes.
Hey, somebody said it looked like somebody dropped a lollipop on the carpet.
In the barbershop.
Hey, let's get off that, but the nigga's 19.
Yeah.
We're going to move on. All right, man. So last thing, man. What do y'all think about Bron? Tyronn Lue, he stepped down. I don't think it's a coincidence that him and Bron had just got into it right before he had medical issues. And if he had real medical issues, I hope he gets better. But I don't think that's a coincidence.
I don't think that they're exclusive to each other. Like Bron yelling at you would probably give you an anxiety attack, right?
Right.
He's 16. You know what I mean? He can decide whether to work or not.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Yeah, for sure. It's Bron, but this is, I never thought of him like this. I never thought of this, but one of my friends who I respect greatly, Elijah, my homie Elijah, he hit me up. He said, is Bron a coach killer? He's left the cemetery of coaches behind him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see him as a coach killer. I don't see him as a coach killer. I feel like Bron hasn't had really good coaches other than maybe Spoelstra. That I would be like, he had a Brendan Malone coach. Who the fuck is Brendan Malone? Who the fuck is Brendan Malone? Does anybody remember Brendan Malone? David Platt? Like, dude, they pulled his ass from, come on, bro. He did a lot overseas, bro. This ain't that, my nigga. You feel me? Get him a real coach. Spoelstra, they pulled that motherfucker out the fucking equipment room.
He's in the video room.
Right. And he's I think he's smart. I think and Twitter reminded me that when I asked the question, like, was he a solid coach? You know what I mean? He handled Bron in a way I think was best for Bron at the time. But I think Spoelstra's the only coach that I would really say is a great coach that he's had. So is it more the quality of coaches that they just thrown at him? It seems like.
Yeah, like I would just say, so people always talk about like conspiracies with the NBA or pro sports or whatever. Like, don't you think if the NBA really was gearing everything for Bron to be the greatest ever or whatever, don't you feel like his career would have gone differently? Like, he would have always had another Hall of Famer on the team. he would have had a real coach for his whole career. I think any world level athlete like Braun is going to be a coach killer when they don't win championships, because it's expected that, like, anytime the Cavs have Braun on the roster, their fans want to win a championship, right?
I mean, so at least go, at least make it to the championship.
Yeah, so I think it's – I would look at it like this. Your guys' podcast, you got a great podcast. If you have Braun on the podcast, you all of a sudden, like, you have
– numbers would
– 10 times – you'd have 10 times the listeners. Yeah. You'd have people talking about, okay, their voices sound like this. They'd have people saying, oh, well, he didn't ask him. You'd be open to such a different level of criticism and inspection. I just think that, like, I mean, that's Jordan, Kobe / Shaq, like, those all could have been coach killer situations. And I think that's why guys like Phil Jackson and Steve Kerr, who've been successful with dudes sort of on that level, people talk more about them as executives or about their leadership style than they do about them as coaches. And even Phil will say, right, like, the triangle came from Tex Winter. And Phil's, you know, biggest X's and O's decision was to hire Tex Winter. Right. So, but it's about how you manage that world where, like, you're also a partner in this CEO's company. Like, you're a partner in the Braun company when you're the coach of whatever team he's on. So I just think it's, I don't know. I just think there's always going to be a higher level of expectation and scrutiny when you're coaching a guy like that. But I don't think I would say, even if he's been hard on coaches or whatever, I don't think I'd say he personally is a coach killer.
You think it's more of the situation's
a coach killer, I guess is what I'd say.
And what you were saying, how much scrutiny you'd be under, it would be hard for any coach, especially like the newer coaches that they seem to throw, you know, to throw like in there with Bron. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, he's never really had, like, he hasn't played under, like, well, Paul Silas coached for a while, didn't he? Or he's in the game of basketball. How long did Paul Silas coach?
I feel like he was around for a minute.
I would think, I mean, his name is Paul Silas. He sounds like a motherfucker that was around for a long-ass time. You know, that's an old-ass fucking name, you know what I mean? But, like, I mean, so, yeah, I mean, other than that, I don't know if he's had coaches that have really been – these head coaches, maybe even before, were any of these, like, other than Paul Silas, who was a head coach before they coached Braun?
Mike Brown coach of the year.
Yeah, right. Like,
that's one of his greatest accomplishments. When you
LeBron, like, Brown, he never had a coach of the year. LeBron was coach of the year. You said what?
I said, like, that might be part of why he knows he's like as great as I am. Like, I feel like only a handful of NBA coaches probably really matter. And LeBron has never had that Popovich or Phil Jackson. And that may be why he's so like, okay, I can find another you.
Right.
As long as I'm as good as I am, I can find another you until I find my Popovich or whatever.
Like, I mean, even look at next year when he's playing for Luke Walton. Like, you got another young, up-and-coming coach. Dude. I need jersey sizes offline so I can get these gold Lakers jerseys to you guys the moment he announces, too.
I would top the fuck out of a bronze. So if he makes that
dumbass decision to go here. But. Do you really think that nigga would do that?
It's Houston. Sure, that's why Houston got to lose, bro.
Because Bron hashtag believe the Lions.
Wait, what did you say? You said Houston got to lose.
Mm-hmm. He believes.
Tyler has a whole calculus.
Look, as a Bron stan, my interest is not seeing Golden State lose this year, regardless of how much I, you know, don't want to see the win. I know that if Houston wins, Bron will never get another ring because he won't go to the defending champs. What we need to happen is for Golden State to take care of Houston handily, like for them to not even break a sweat, and Bron goes to Houston and becomes the hero that saves the league from this juggernaut, not once but twice, and that's like the greatest fucking footnote in his legacy there.
See, here's my only thing though. I don't see him doing the same thing twice. And it's hard for me to imagine him doing a similar move to go into Miami, where he's like, I'm going to go to another team with a following, team up with sort of superstar level guys, like most likely the reigning MVP and James Harden, and put them over the top. Like, I it's hard for me to imagine him being the I'm going to put someone else over the top guy with the next free agency move.
Put somebody else over the top? I know. I get how that would make them better, but like. Dude, like, he needs these chips, bro. Like to shut motherfuckers up. I need him to get chips to shut the shut these niggas the fuck up. I'm tired of defending him.
Philly, man.
You said okay. I think Philly would be a great team. They ain't winning no motherfucking championship in Philly, bro. With LeBron, that would be great. He's not winning a fucking championship. Those dudes are still young. No, but that's the thing.
Anywhere you know LeBron goes, he's taking at least one person with him. That's just how.
That's true.
Who's he? That's just how LeBron plays.
Paul George.
Oh.
Yeah.
If Paul George goes to Philly with him, now we're talking. Now we cooking with grease. I like how that sounds, man. And that
so
way,
you guys want
a
Paul
Rocket...
George Lakers jersey too, or just the?
Nah, y'all ass out, bro. y'all ass all the way out. You feel me?
A starting lineup of Simmons, PG, Braun, Sarek, and Embiid is mean as shit.
The number one pick.
Yeah, I mean they saw some footage of Fultz shooting. It looked like he's getting back to being the Fultz we saw at Washington.
Man, they should. So many people should get fired over that dude.
I mean, are you talking about how that's been treated?
You break this dude's shot, and then you're still letting cameras in to watch him shoot.
That's the part I don't get, man.
With a kid that age, because they could control all of that.
You
know, you have the Philadelphia media. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he was like the fourth or fifth biggest market. Philadelphia?
Yeah, well, they're just mean as fuck, too.
They're like, that's true.
You know, you go to Toronto, that video comes out, you got to have people, like, volunteering to get you shooting coaches or something, not calling you a bum. Like,
right. I mean, the whole internet called him a bum, a 19-year-old bum for, like, a quarter of the fucking season. You know what I mean? I can't imagine what that did for his, you know, his confidence. But, I mean, that's the best thing JJ ever did was call the reporters fuck niggas. Like, y'all are fucking evil. You know what I mean? Like, y'all are fucking evil. You know, this kid's fucking 19. You know what I mean? Like, leave him be. But, yeah, they should have had somebody like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Or just had him not shooting at shoot around. Had him shooting privately. That would make much
sense.
Which is
super regular. You know what I mean? I covered the Sparks for the newspaper last year. I don't think we were allowed to film the Sparks shoot around. So the Lakers or the Sixers could for sure say put the camera down.
Yeah. But I do want to say I would like the option of Bron bringing Paul George to Philadelphia. That way the Rockets could win this year. And it wouldn't affect Brian. All right, we're done. We're out of here, guys. All right. I guess we're done for real.
Just keep me laced in the illest snakes. Bank rolls of shit. Back rubs in the French tongue. Smacking this bitch. Wifey nigga. So when you flip that coat, remember the days you was dead broke. But now you style and I raised you. Basically made you into a dawn. Flipping weight, hair on the shit. You know the pussy is all that. That's why you forget 5 carats and all that. From yo, shake up on under H. Bendel. I'm ringing bells. So who the player? I still keep you in the illest gators. Tailor made so we can lay up in the shade. Reminiscing of how I fuck the best of shit. Especially when I'm flipping billies. Don't give a fuck of how you move. With some other mommies, I push the Z. Eat the strips, get beat with rocks larger than life. Fuck the Reebok board, you made it known who your wife was. I got you fronting in Armani sweaters. Before this rap shit, when you was in levers and bullshit with rappers. AE classes, with Mo in the glasses, shows and gala. With all the flavor sway valleys. Now all your mentors up in your Benzes. Hot poles, I swear you be killing me playing this. I'm a pubic hands. I never worry about the mother chick. Cause you proved who was your wins when you was spending that bitch. I slipped a little when you was up north. Your commissary stayed pallid. Now you live a large on the alley. All them collects had me vexed. But when you come home, knew I was coming off with half of them checks. Now we on the ride. Your diamond mommy with the slanted eyes. Holding this grip, cop the Inglee gear. Your shit. Falls low. I see half of that dough. Make you into a star. Push $100,000 car.